We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, loving viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms to reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eldenet City, channel Z26 on Hatangul Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Sukhbatol, Seding Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Ur Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Chad, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47. And Orange Cable Company, channel 65. In Utuf, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wicam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran and Oman join together to promote the Persian language. In Veg News, the nation of Formosa or Taiwan supports Meatless Mondays. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the 7th President of Ireland and human rights advocate, Her Excellency Ms. Mary Robinson. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 9th, is Cambodia's National Day, observing its independence attained in 1953. Situated in Southeast Asia, Cambodia is home to Angkor, a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. It is among the most significant archaeological locations in the region, covering more than 400 square kilometers. Extraordinary remnants of some of the Khmer Empire's capitals are situated there, as well as the world-famous Temple of Angkor Wat and the Bayan Temple. We wish the kind Cambodian people an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. On September 26th, Tropical Storm Quetzana made landfall in the Philippines, triggering landslides and the worst floods in 5 decades. A state of calamity was declared in Metro Manila and 25 provinces, as 464 people lost their lives and over 59,000 were displaced, with the homes of some 500,000 people inundated with water.
On September 27, Supreme Master Chinghai donated $20,000, which could purchase $284,000 in emergency materials in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Conveying her condolences and sorrow, she asked that our association members go comfort and help those urgently in need.
Covering their own travel and related expenses, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan traveled to the most severely affected villages around Laguna de Bay in southern Manila. With the help of the local Department of Social Welfare and Development, they purchased and packed relief supplies that included food, personal hygiene supplies, and treats.
The relief team was able to distribute 800 packages in Pateros City, 360 in Taguig City, 2,200 in San Juan of Cainta City, and 2,800 in Binan City. The recipients were overjoyed for Master's aid.
I am very grateful, I am very thankful to the Supreme Master Chinghai International Association for the help and assistance and the generosity that you have shown and given to the town of Pateros. Without your help, without your support, the local government cannot provide the medicine, the food, the drinking water, and the care that the residents who are still submerged underwater badly needs. That's why I fully support the vision of your organization. Be veg, go green, save the planet. In behalf of the whole town of Pateros and all the residents of our town, thank you very, very much.
Our appreciation, Philippine Department of Social Welfare and Development, for your assistance in this relief work. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her steadfast love and support to the vulnerable, and our association's relief team for their efforts. May such devastation soon subside as global citizens adopt more compassionate, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union Commissioner visits Cuba. On Thursday, November 5th, Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, Karel de Gucht, concluded 5 days of meetings with President Raúl Castro in Havana and other Cuban officials. Talks focused on expanding cooperative trade endeavors as well as resuming normalized relations through continued advancements in human rights.
The resumption of our political dialogue has enabled us to meet and exchange ideas on a vast number of themes, to talk about our common concerns and also about our differences.
The commissioner affirmed the benefit of the meetings, saying that they represented honest and constructive dialogue.
I think it's very important for the European Union because the European Union is not only an economic union, it's also a union of peoples, and it's a union that has a message to the world, namely that we have to be cosmopolitan, that we have to respect each other, and that all these so-called soft values are very important if we want to have a prosperous world that lives in freedom and peace.
Your Excellencies, we extend our accolades for your amicable and productive meetings. May relations between Cuba and the European Union continue to expand, bringing peace and prosperity for all.
Three Alexis, or Vietnamese youths, save schoolmates from capsized boat. In the province of Nha An, the Department of Education and Training on October 31st awarded a certificate of merit to three students from Hen Thiok Secondary School for their life-saving efforts on behalf of 16 students whose boat had capsized. Upon seeing from the riverbank that their friends were struggling to survive, the three young men, Lung Von Thang, Vi Von Nhot, and Lung Von Tin, immediately swam across the river and brought all 16 to shore safely. Heaven bless the three courageous youths of Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, for your spontaneous and selfless acts that saved the lives of your treasured schoolmates. May you all enjoy many celebrations of life in the warm company of family and friends. For their brave and kind-hearted deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Lung Von Thang, Vi Von Nhot, and Lung Von Tin, each with a Shining World Hero Award and $500 to help with school necessities.
Just one cigarette inflicts serious harm on healthy young adults. A study by Dr. Stella Daskalopoulo of Canada's McGill University Health Centre revealed that smoking even one cigarette stiffens the arteries of 18 to 30-year-olds by 25%. This causes blood vessels to be more resistant, forcing the heart to work harder and increasing the risk of heart disease or stroke. The study shows that arterial stiffness increases with exercise in smokers, rather than decreasing as it normally does in those who are smoke-free.
Heart and Stroke Foundation spokesperson Dr. Beth Abramson warned, more than 47,000 Canadians will die prematurely each year due to tobacco use, which often starts in the teen years. She thus highlighted the need for education, preventive measures, and legislative bans to eliminate tobacco use. Our gratitude, Dr. Daskalopoulo, Dr. Abramson and associates at McGill University and the Heart and Stroke Foundation for informing the public of this life-threatening risk to our youth. Blessed be such efforts as yours in bringing freedom from this harmful substance to all people in the world.
Queensland, Australia banned smoking in cars carrying children. Effective January 1st, 2010, children in cars on all public roads in Queensland State will be protected from exposure to secondhand smoke. Similar bans are also in progress in other states of Australia. Kudos, Queensland, for ensuring the health of our future generation. May our increased understanding of the tolls of tobacco soon lead to everyone's lives being pure and intoxicant-free.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA, experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Detainees freed in Iran. On Friday, November 6, the Iranian judiciary authorized the release of three foreign nationals, one Canadian and two German citizens. The three had been held since Wednesday. Also released with no charges on Saturday was Iranian reporter for Agence France-Presse, or AFP, Farhad Pouladi. On Sunday, Iran's official news agency announced that an additional 40 people had been released over the weekend. We are glad to know of Mr. Pouladi, the foreign nationals, and the Iranian citizens' freedom. May they be graced with joyful homecomings and reunion with family and friends.
Save our planet. Shanghai among cities most at risk. Among the dozens of prominent world cities that are at risk from rising sea waters due to global warming is China's largest, which stands just 3 meters above sea level. Dr. Stefan Rahmstorf, a respected expert at Germany's Potsdam Institute, who specializes in the physics of the oceans, estimates that at least a 1 meter rise will occur in the next 100 years, with much more in the coming centuries.
While Shanghai has large barrier walls in place, the advancing sea is already tainting groundwater and eroding precious topsoil that is the basis for the country's agriculture. Other Chinese cities along the Yangtze River Delta region, home to some 80 million people, are also threatened by the rising waters.
Our gratefulness, Dr. Rahmstorf and other Potsdam Institute professionals, for your valued findings, disturbing as they are to hear. Thinking of the billions who would be affected by such unchecked sea levels, we pray that everyone steps in unison towards sustainable lifestyles to protect our ecosphere.
As on many previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her concern about the perilous state of our Earth during the March 2009 Jews Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA.
Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat, even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. We have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it.
Save our planet. U.S. University turns industrial byproducts to green cement. Presented at the November 5th Energy Systems Conference at the Technology Transfer Center in Shreveport, Louisiana, researchers from Louisiana Tech University unveiled the most recent eco-friendly development in the building industry. Utilizing fly ash, which is a byproduct of coal-fired power plants, The new geopolymer cement reduces not only industrial waste, but also 90% of the atmospheric CO2 generated by the concrete industry. In comparison to conventional Portland cement, this concrete is also more resistant to corrosion, fire, and earthquakes, as well as having a lifespan that can extend for centuries rather than decades. What an amazing green development! Many thanks, Louisiana Tech University researchers, for your efforts. We can't wait to see this carbon-reducing material in structures everywhere.
Save our planet. Toxic algae linked to mass extinctions. In the 5 largest planetary extinctions of the Earth's history, U.S. scientists have found a consistent increase in the number of algae mats on the planet during those times. By studying some of the oldest sea records of life on Earth, the researchers found that such toxic algae blooms could have been responsible for countless deaths as they poisoned marine life and the roots of plants in soil, which were then consumed by animals.
Lead scientists James Castle and John Rogers stated that current conditions of global warming are causing the same type of poisonous algae to migrate northward in the United States, through inland waterways and along the coast. They caution that the spread foretells trouble for fish, wildlife, and humans as the blooms increasingly contaminate reservoirs and other drinking water sources. Toxic algae formations linked to climate change and runoff associated with livestock production have already been fatal to animals and, in some cases, humans, in places such as Brittany, France, Wales in the United Kingdom, and Wisconsin, USA.
Doctors Castle, Rogers, and colleagues, our sincere thanks for these facts about the Earth's history that are so relevant to our own time. Let us quickly return to harmonious lifestyles to halt such harmful trends and allow our cherished Earth to be restored.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often cautioned of such damaging effects of global warming, as during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, while also sharing the reassurance of a sustainable solution.
The marine ecosystem is in big trouble right now from global warming already. If those fish are all gone, we will see a catastrophic loss of other marine species as well. The coastal ecosystems will also be affected greatly by diseases and algae blooms that release toxins. The ocean is a wonderful recycler that normally can purify the water and create nutrients and turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, etc. The ocean is a miracle. It is in our interest to care for the oceans if we want to survive, and all the life that they contain, including fish. No animal products at all. That is the best way. We should be vegan.
Save our planet. U.S. scientists discover that starfishes ingest the human equivalent of 7 liters of cold seawater to endure the heat of sun exposure at low tides, a regulating mechanism that is adversely affected by ocean warming due to climate change.
Save our planet. Ivo de Boer, Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, announces that 40 leaders have so far committed to attend the climate change talks in Copenhagen, Denmark in December.
I'm Zolo, and this is Lady.
Hi, friends. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
And we're both vegan.
Here's a green tip on cleaning your wood furniture.
Mix 1/4 of a cup of white vinegar with 1 cup of olive oil in a spray bottle. Then dampen a piece of soft cloth with this homemade chemical-free solution.
Gently rub the surface of the furniture with the cloth, wiping with the grain.
Your furnishings will look polished and sparkling.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In cultural news, Iran and Oman work together to promote the Persian language. Culture and Islamic Guidance Minister Mr. Sayed Mohammad Hosseini of Iran and Education Minister Mr. Yahya bin Saud al-Sulaimi of Oman concurred on encouraging the teaching of Persian in Oman. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies Sayed Mohammad Hosseini and Yahya bin Saud al-Sulaimi, on your united efforts. May the harmonious people of both nations flourish in friendship and sustainability.
In veg news, Formosa or Taiwan shows support for Meatless Monday to protect the planet. At a Taipei press conference launching the campaign to promote adopting a vegetarian diet, famous Formosan directors and screenwriters Mr. Su Li Gong and Mr. Chai Yue Shun expressed their encouragement. Famed actress Ms. Chen Yi Han was also present. Several major Formosan television stations broadcast the event, which was organized by Formosan authors Mr. Su Xiaohuan and Mr. Xu Jianxu and Ms. Hu Yamei, president of Homemakers Union and Foundation, a Formosan environmental advocate group. Our hats off and many thanks, planners and participants of this Meatless Monday initiative. A special bravo all Formosan esteemed celebrities who advocate the meat-free lifestyle for a healthier and greener world. May we soon choose an animal-free diet year-round for a brilliant golden era.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the former Irish President, Her Excellency Miss Mary Robinson, who's addressing global warming as a human rights issue. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. Please stay tuned for more distinguished news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a benevolent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment with an esteemed member of the Elders, Ireland's seventh President, Her Excellency Ms. Mary Robinson.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Her Excellency Ms. Mary Robinson of Ireland is a globally respected human rights lawyer and defender. Previously, she was the first woman president of Ireland. Her Excellency was also the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. At present, she is the president of the International Commission on Jurists and the president of Realizing Rights, the Ethical Globalization Initiative. Furthermore, she is a member of the Esteemed Elders, the group of eminent global leaders brought together by His Excellency Mr. Nelson Mandela of South Africa.
Her Excellency Ms. Robinson has been increasingly concerned about the impact of global warming. She has said urgently cutting emissions must be done in order to respect and protect human rights from being violated by the future impacts of climate change, while supporting the poorest communities to adapt to already occurring climate impacts is the only remedy for those whose human rights have already been violated.
Her Excellency Ms. Robinson's numerous accolades include the CARE Humanitarian Award, the 2004 Amnesty International's Ambassador of Conscience Award, the 2009 USA Presidential Medal of Freedom, and 2009 Inamori Ethics Prize. Our respectful gratitude, Your Excellency Ms. Mary Robinson. God bless your devoted efforts to help global citizens. We pray that world leaders heed your words and take the only sure course to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in time to save our planet, the virtuous vegan diet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Greek entitled Souvlaki Pickup.
Στέλνοντας το 10χρονο γιο της να φέρει μερικά σουβλάκια η αδερφή μου, του έδωσε χρήματα
και ένα κουπόνι έκπτωσης.
Ο μικρός επέστρεψε με τα σουβλάκια στο χέρι και το κουπόνι. Όταν του ζητήθηκε να εξηγήσει, εκείνος απάντησε «Μαμά, τα χρήματα που είχα φτάνανε. Δεν χρειάστηκε να δώσω το κουπόνι».
And now for our viewers hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I was one of the thousands of victims of flash flood when Typhoon Frank hit our town. That event truly awakened myself from my attachment of earthly things and changed me to be a better person. However, I was not too concerned of the message of the flood until I continued to watch your channel. I was enlightened by your messages to become vegetarian and countless blessings to become one. Since then, I pledged to become vegan and inform others to be one too. I started referring them to your channel, researching and printing the multi reasons and multi benefits of becoming vegetarian and giving them away to my friends, emailing them and writing articles to spread your wonderful messages. I hope that you can also conduct such wonderful seminars in our country, the Philippines. Our country suffered a lot from this climate change. Your enlightenment is urgent to our people. Please help us. Kaiser from the Philippines.
Hi Kaiser, thank you so much for sharing your heartfelt words. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special reply for you.
Courageous Kaiser, many, many thanks for being vegan and sharing the earth-saving message. May God protect the Philippines as more and more people adopt a benevolent animal-free diet. A climate change conference in any gracious country is always in accordance to heaven's will. Be blessed. With all my love to you and your co-citizens. Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Road Warsi News.
May your heart be filled with divine love. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With Arab states of Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Bahrain signed on thus far, Saudi Central Bank Chief Mohammed Al-Jasser affirms that plans for 2010 launch of a single currency are on schedule.
Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev is welcome to the United Arab Emirates, where he and President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan speak of enhancing relations, especially in economics and tourism.
Canada's government introduces legislation to provide the country's 2.6 million self-employed persons with regular unemployment benefits and paid time off for family needs such as caring for a new child.
With approximately 1,650 asylum seekers having arrived by boat so far this year, Australia announces plans to increase the number of beds at her main Christmas Island Immigration Center to accommodate more.
Japan is offering to loan approximately $4.4 billion, with another $1.1 billion in grants to assist the countries of Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and OLAC or Vietnam with economic development and climate change.
Cairo, Egypt, restores the 650-year-old Aslam al-Siladar Mosque as a part of a project to revitalize the district and welcome additional visitors.
Europe's Soil Moisture and Ocean Salinity, or SMOS, spacecraft is successfully launched from Russia and will provide the first global maps comprised of data from the Earth and seas to better understand water cycles.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MWN.